VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. And ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to bring to your attention a matter that is receiving absolutely no media attention whatsoever. Matter of fact, I've looked. I've not found it. Maybe you can find some scantily covered somewhere. But I should say I have found no media covering a matter that's taking place in our nation's capital as we speak. Did you know that between today and tomorrow, there are hundreds of Muslims that have descended upon Washington, D.C., who are engaged in hundreds of meetings with congressmen in an event known as Muslim Advocacy Days? It's being promoted by the Council on American-Islamic Relations, joining forces with the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations, the USCMO, being billed as the nation's largest American Muslim civil society umbrella organization. What are their goals? What are we to think about this advocacy for Islam in our nation's capital today and tomorrow? Well, joining us, we welcome to Crosstalk Usama Dakdak, the founder of the Straightway of Grace Ministry, speaker on the daily radio broadcast Revealing the Truth About Islam. He does speak fluent Arabic. He has translated the Quran into English. He is author of Exposing the Truth About the Quran and Exposing the Truth About Jihad. Usama, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Brother Jim. It's always my joy to be with you, and greetings to all our wonderful audience.
Well, Usama, let's begin by the way, have you heard this out in the national media at all?
Yeah, I heard it from you.
But as far as ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, CNN, nobody's covering this.
You never heard about somebody boiling a frog in water, do you? If the frog found out that somebody is boiling it, then the frog will get out of the water. That's how they keep these very important information from the side of the American people. They are right now working one-on-one to influence those whom we trust in our country, our legislators.
Well, let's define the players. First of all, is this U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations, USCMO. They say they are the nation's largest American Muslim civil society umbrella organization. What do we know about them, Usama?
Civil. There is no civil in Islam. There's no civil in Muhammad days for the Muslims. There's no civil for Muslims anywhere in the world today. And for sure, there is no civil for Muslim America. But it's very simple, Brother Jim. These are what we call propagandist Muslim in the West. As a matter of fact, if you and I fly there and start talking to all these people, they will all pretend that they know nothing about Islam. They're just a good American Muslim or Muslim American. That title itself, which you mentioned, American Muslim, Muslim American, is an oxymoron title. You cannot be an American if you are a Muslim believer, and you cannot be a Muslim believer if you are an American. So what these people are, these are the imams who are here with the agenda from the last 50, 60 years of taking over America, of establishing the Islamic State of ISIS, not in Iraq and Syria or Iraq and the Levant. No. Here in America, because they figured out if we do not take over America, we cannot establish an Islamic State in the world. And that's not my word. I'm going to read that to you from their own handwriting, which is written in the strategic goal of Muslim Brotherhood in North America. But they are Muslim Brotherhood. That's who they are. The
okay.
Muslim jihad. They're not the naive Muslim who never read the Quran. They memorize the Quran. They know exactly what Islam is for, and they're here to perform. Right now, we call civilization jihad. In the near future, bloody jihad.
So some of the groups that they are listing is American Muslims for Palestine. This is a group dedicated to creating a Palestine curriculum for high school students, among other activities. We'll get to CARE in just a moment, but there's also ICNA, the Islamic Circle of North America. There is MANA, the Muslim Alliance in North America, who advocate and work for what they call just and righteous remedies to ills impacting North American society in general and Muslims in particular. There's the Muslim American Society, and there's also the Muslim Legal Fund of America. Activist group in 2001 was created in response to what they call egregious federal law enforcement actions after the tragic events of 9/11.
Sure, sure. Brother Jim, You can go on and on with the list. If we go to the Holy Land Foundation trial, on page one after the introduction, which is written by a man by the name Mustafa Aram, or whatever his name is, you find the 30 names and the initial, I-S-N-A, M-S-A, M-C-A, A-M-S-A, 30 of them. These are what we call non-profit Muslim organization, American Muslim organization in America. In my textbook, in my mind, in my understanding, in the Muslim world, we know them to be Muslim Jihadi organization of the Muslim Brotherhood. The creators of these wonderful names, and they were able to get the nonprofit status. And even though we know that these people wrote by their own hand what could condemn them and remove them from the United States of America, the government of the United States of America ignored them completely, ignored the Holy Land Foundation trial, where we know, like the first one, talking about Palestinians, they are trying to continue with the propaganda, which is Sister Sharifa Mukhtar made a video of a good 30-some years ago, and it's talking about influencing our school education in America. By what? By teaching about Islam. Why? Sister Sharifa said, because the Islam will take over America, and the American people will become Muslims, so we have to educate them about Islam. And now what they're going to do now is they're going to brainwash the rest of our children about the Palestinian state. God help us. We already brainwash our own children in this country to make them believe in all the socialist and the communist agenda, including my own family, nieces and nephews who came from Egypt, Brother Jim, 10 years ago. Today, they argue with me and they debate me as their wonderful, hardcore, liberal, socialist communists. And we're going to move on more and more by allowing the Muslims to write more textbooks for our children, after all. They're doing a great job today and tomorrow to convince our legislators for these wonderful Muslim Americans and American Muslims who are here to continue to take over this country. It is a very sorrowful stage, Brother Jim.
You some I'd like to point out two other organizations. One is called MUNA, the Muslim Ummah of North America, and they say their objective is seeking the pleasure of Allah by striving to develop personal, moral, and social quality of human life. How does one receive the pleasure of Allah?
The best way to receive the pleasure of Allah is to do the best good deed a Muslim man can do, which is performing jihad, removing the filth of the worst of the creatures from planet Earth. And I'm not making this up, Brother Jim. Let me read to you one verse in the Quran. That is Quran chapter 98 and verse 6. Allah said, "Surely those who became infidels from the people of the book," these are the Christians and the Jews, "and the prophets, will abide in the fire of hell forever. Those are the worst of the creatures." If you want to please Allah, you want to bring Allah the pleasure, remove the worst of the creatures from the face of the earth. Get rid of all the Jews, all the Christians, so can Allah be pleased by every Muslim. That is the only way you can really please Allah, performing jihad for his sake all over the world.
One of the major players in this, too, is CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. You mentioned Muslim Brotherhood. They're connected to Hamas. Is that correct?
That's what our government discovered, for the shock of our bones, that these are the people who were collecting millions of dollars to send to Hamas to buy the rocket to launch war against Israel. And after they discover it, they make it some kind of conspiracy. And now it's like they're wonderful American Muslims. These are the ones who hate Israel and they hate America. But you have to understand, Brother Jim, the hatred of the Muslim of the world, not just of America, the Muslim of the world, to Israel is a small, tiny friction for their hatred to America. Why? Because they consider the Muslim of planet Earth, these organizations who are right now celebrating taking over our legislators' mind and heart and soul, they believe that Israel is a small devil. And they all believe that America is the great Satan. That's why every Friday, if it's in America or any Muslim country, when they pray, they say, "The curse of Allah be on the Jew and the Christian, and may Allah destroy Israel, and may Allah destroy America." That is their prayer, their normal invocation, their lift up to Allah after every Friday prayers.
Let's talk about CARE for just a moment here as well, since they are one of the organizations that are involved in this two-day Muslim Advocacy Days underway right now, folks, in the U.S. Capitol. In a press release, Usama, from CARE, they state that their mission is to protect civil liberties, enhance understanding of Islam, promote justice, and empower American Muslims. What does this mean to empower American Muslims?
It's simply to take over America. But when you talk about civil liberty, once again, there is no liberty in Islam. Justice, when you say the word justice, it's a good word. Look at it in the dictionary. But the justice of Islam has nothing to do with the justice of America. But the American people need to understand, when Muslims use these fancy words, what do they really mean by it? See, if you understand the justice of Allah is that Muslims take over the world, you have an option to become Muslim and you'll be safe. Otherwise, the justice of Allah is for other Muslims to kill you, to take your wives and your daughters and raise Muslim babies out of them. That is the justice of Allah. Why? Because you reject the truth of the word of Allah. You reject Muhammad. Then justice is, I must kill you and take over your country. See, that is the problem with the American people. They do not know what do Muslims mean by the words they say. Sounds good. Liberty. Justice, love, and all this hogwash Islam.
So there is no civil rights in Islam?
No. Let me give you a good example so we don't talk in titles. What is the most honored, holy right for any person? It is the right to worship. If I tell you, I as a Muslim cannot change my religion from Islam to anything else, I don't have liberty to worship another God, maybe Jesus, or maybe somebody else, okay? I'm going to worship a tree. I could not do that. And the Quran teaches, if a Muslim leave Islam, he must be killed. Because that is the one of the three honor killing. If a Muslim leave Islam, if a Muslim commit adultery, if a Muslim kill another Muslim. But also the same book teaches, I must kill you and your children, your male children, if they refuse Islam. When this will happen, when Muslims have the upper hand in America. So where is the liberty here? If you don't have liberty to worship whatever you want to worship, are you kidding me? There's no liberty in Islam, period.
One other thing about CARE and their site, they indicate CARE trains activists and community members on engaging the media, running for elected offices, and participating in civic activities. Through our popular Muslim Youth Leadership Program, CARE prepares future leaders of the American Muslim community. This aspect of running for elected offices, this is a huge issue, especially in this election year.
Brother Jim, Muslims are here in America to be involved in the politics so they can control the country from the top. They don't believe slowly go from down up. There's a gentleman by the name Jalal Hussein. Julani Hussein, who is actually one of the spiritual advisors for the governor of Minnesota. I could not meet with the governor of Minnesota to have a cup of coffee with him. I could not meet with him anywhere. I would challenge you to set an appointment for me to have a five-minute talk with the governor of Minnesota. But Mr. Julani Hussein, a member of CARE, he's a chapter leader of Minnesota, is working with the Minnesota governor. Why? Because they are influencing them. Why they are today and tomorrow are going to be talking to our legislators? Because they are influencing them. Is this something start today or start this year? No. 18 years ago, I went to the capital of Tallahassee in my home state, Florida, when I used to live in Florida.
I'll tell you what, let me just interrupt you there because we're up against a break, and I want to hear what happened in your capital there at Tallahassee. Usama Daktok is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, today, tomorrow, are Muslim Advocacy Days taking place in our nation's capital. Did you know that was going on? There's not a peep from national media on this. We'll be back with more information, including their goals, in 1 minute here on Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how fast did the animals migrate away from Ararat after Noah's flood?
Chris, the Bible tells us that after the flood, God commanded the animals to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And that they did, migrating to fill the earth. There are some modern-day examples of rapid animal spreadings, several coming from the island continent of Australia, which until recently had no mammals. Now rabbits are nearly epidemic. Another example would be a particular kind of toad that was introduced in Australia back in the 1930s, and then just 10 years later was observed over 1,000 miles away. Surely the biblical concept of migration to fill the earth is not only possible but quite plausible. Besides that, it's true, because we're told about it back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You are listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Usama Dakdak is with us today. We connected with him this morning as we learned that today and tomorrow, Muslim Advocacy Day taking place and Advocacy Days at the United States Capitol. Hundreds of meetings. We're going to be hearing about this coming up here in an audio clip in just a moment as well. But today, going for specific goals that they have in mind as they're going to Washington, D.C., meeting with your congressmen, meeting with your senators on a variety of issues. We'll play some of those clips here in just a moment. But Usama, you mentioned some years ago having a visit in Tallahassee at your state capitol. What happened?
Sure. I was invited by Brother Tim Toronto to go there. And I thought when I go there, there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of Christian American protests for the taking over of our politician in the state of Florida. But guess what? There were like 17 people there. And there were buses of Muslims from all over the state of Florida and who knows where else they come from. We went inside the Capitol building and the governor met with us. He shook our hand and he made the statement, "Welcome our dear Muslim friends in the Capitol." And Tom looked at him, welcome. He said, we're not here as Muslims. We're here to protest the Muslims being in that capital, to take over this capital. Believe it or not, Brother Jim, I sat with four or five people who are working under the legislature because they're all busy. They don't want to talk with us. They were not busy to go down to the tents and eat the Middle East food and enjoy the Arab cup coffee, okay? Mm-hmm. But they don't want to talk with us because we have cameras on. They want to meet with us. As I talk with all these people, not one of them have a clue who are the members of CARE who are leading the meetings all over the capital with hundreds and hundreds of Muslims. And even when we tried to talk to the Muslim leader like Ahmed Badir, he ran away from the capital. And we got the video clip, if somebody want to see it. He ran away from the video because he refused to answer simple questions I asked him. And that is the reality. They've been doing that for years in America, at least 17, 18 years ago. And we do not have a clue that that is exactly, that they are influencing the legislature, presenting Islam to be that wonderful liberty, civil rights, and justice, and happiness, and love, mm-hmm. and all this wonderful life.
So when they believed that you were Muslims, the arms were open, wide open to accept you. When they learned that you had when you were coming to warn about Islam, then
they did. The governor ran away. He turned away and walked. He didn't even say a word.
Wow.
He was like embarrassed of himself, and he walked away from us.
Wow. That was 1991.
I believe so.
Right after the 9/11 issue?
It's a year and a half or so, something like that, after September 11th. Less than 2 years after September 11th.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just as we are looking here at the Muslim Advocacy Days in New York, I see different CARE chapters were promoting this, getting the members, Muslims, to go to Washington, D.C. just a couple days ago. CARE of New York promoted attending the Muslim Advocacy Day by featuring Imam Siraj Wahaj. Here's a spot that they used to invite people to come.
And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, help your brother if he's oppressed or if he's an oppressor. They said, how do we help him if he's an oppressor? He said, stop them from their oppression. United States government must stop them from the oppression.
Okay.
La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
So that's the spot that was used on the CARE New York site in order to invite Muslims to go to stop the oppressor. I mean, that's what they're calling for, stop the oppressor.
Yeah. You know what's amazing, Brother Jim? That's Siraj Wahaj.
Mm-hmm.
That's Siraj Wahaj. And Nahed Awad, the head of CARE, and Linda Sarsour, and all these wonderful Muslim leaders of CARE and all these chapters under the name could not get near the same building of the country of Egypt. They are, many of their leaders are been right now or have been arrested right now are in prison in Egypt. While the Muslim Brotherhood is well known in Egypt by our government, the Muslim government of Egypt, as a jihadi Muslim organization, the American opens their arm and loves them and hugs them and gets them days in the capital and day in Washington, D.C., and day everywhere. I am astonished The biggest mistake Mr. Donald Trump did not do, it is when my president of Egypt, Assisi, begged him by saying, acknowledge the Muslim Brotherhood as a jihad organization, and he did not. And I know why Mr. Trump did not do that, because had he done that, that would be another reason to impeach him, impeach number five or six. I mean, they got plenty of reasons to impeach him. Mm-hmm. So Trump's hand was tied behind his back, and he could not do the advice of the Muslims. Of the president of the Muslim president of Egypt. And it's the reality, Brother Jim. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to keep taking over this country slowly as they boil the frog.
We're going to be hearing one other audio clip. It's 90 seconds. I'm going to play the clip and then have you come back and comment. This is Robert Bacaw, who is a government affairs director for CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. And this is what he had to say about the goals for this two-day conference. So we're going to hear what he had to say, and then we'll have Usama come back and comment.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Robert McCaw. I am the Government Affairs Director for the Council on American Islamic Relations. In just 2 hours, Muslim Hill Day is about to kick off. Sponsored by the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations, this 7th annual Advocacy Day on Capitol Hill is going to bring over 400 Muslims to participate in 200 meetings or more with members of Congress and their staff. We're promoting a wide range of legislative and policy initiatives that not only benefit the American Muslim community, but all Americans. Our agenda includes asking for government oversight and accountability of CP3, which is a CBE legacy program that would support grants, which in the past monitored the activities of Muslims. We're also supporting the Afghan Adjustment Act, which would provide a pathway to citizenship for Afghan evacuees now living in the United States. We are also supporting the Combating International Islamophobia Act in the U.S. Senate. It passed the House in December, and now it is time. It's time that we get it passed in the Senate. And finally, we are supporting a cancellation of all federal student loans and a promotion of a federal student loan program that would promote no interest. We call these principled loans. And if you're wondering how it gets paid, it would be rather through an administrative fee and the goodwill of the American government.
Okay, so I'm going to review for the four goals, Usama, and have you comment. We're going to do one goal by one after the other because there's a lot there that he had to say. Again, this was Robert McCaw. He's a government affairs director for Council on American Islamic Relations, and he's saying these are our goals for these 2 days. So their first goal is seeking what they call stronger transparency requirement for the Department of Homeland Security Center for Prevention Programs and Partnership. It's known as CP3. But he said the newest iteration of their Countering Violent Extremism, or CVE, and here's what it really boils down to. He said, in a discriminating way, it targets Muslims in a misguided attempt to identify individuals who might commit acts of terrorism. Now, Usama, it seemed to me that all the hijackers on the four different aircraft all had one thing in common, and their common denominator was Islam. And he doesn't want Muslims to be targeted for terrorism.
Exactly, Brother Jim. Let me read to you the strategic goal. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's going to take a whole show. But listen to what the Muslim goal was written 35 years ago, which was practiced by 19 hijackers 20 years ago. Listen to this. It is what it is written. I'm going to put my glasses on, so maybe hopefully I can read this right. The strategic goal of the group in America is enablement of Islam in North America, meaning establishing an effective and stable Islamic movement led by the Muslim Brotherhood. They call this a civilization alternation and support of global Islamic state. That is what they do, global Islamic state. That is, Islam is enabled within the soul and the mind and the lives of the people in America. That's what they're doing. It is to carry out a grand mission as a civilization jihad. After that, it's a very important line here. We, that's this gentleman and his organization who are right now meeting, must understand our work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the West civilization from within and sabotaging it so that it is eliminated and Islam is made victorious. It is a Muslim destined to perform jihad. This is not my handwriting. That is what is written in the strategic Muslim goal, Muslim Brotherhood goal in North America, which is founded in the Holy Land, in the Holy Land Foundation trial, which nobody in America have a clue. This is what they wrote. This is the blueprint they wrote by their own hand to accomplish in America, and they're moving on to fulfill their hopes and their goals in this country.
So their goal is to destroy the United States of America as we know it, our constitutional form of government.
Exactly. Or how are you going to? Or how can you establish the Islamic State?
Mm-hmm.
The war we did in Iraq and Syria. It is there. They want to take it from here, from America. And if, go ahead, Buzz. Go ahead.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
Some point I wrote here, but go ahead, read your next point.
Okay, so the next thing that they mention here is to, they're calling for passage of the Afghan Adjustment Act, which is a pathway to citizenship for the Afghan evacuees. Your comment on that?
Oh, sure. They're here. Mr. Biden brought us 120,000. And I don't know, are you going to give the citizenship to these Muslim men with their little white spouse? I mean, literally, so many of these Muslim men, when they jump on the airplane to come to America, 120,000, we did not vet them. We see a man in his 40s, and he's a little girl next to him, maybe, what, 8, 10, 11 years old. So we're thinking that it's his daughter, or maybe his granddaughter. Now we discover that she's actually his wife. And some of them came with two wives, or three wives. Are we going to make him and his wife, this little girl, citizen of the United States of America, to appease the Muslim of care and others? God help us.
They're also pushing for passage of legislation that's promoted by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Jan Schakowsky that combats what they call International Islamophobia Act, that is to address the rise in incidence of Islamophobia worldwide. Usama, they're looking for a special envoy in the State Department that's to be tasked with this responsibility of seeking out Islamophobia. I mean, you are accused yourself of being Islamophobic.
Exactly. So next Wednesday, pass this agenda at 12:30 on VCY Central Time, 12:30, there'll be half hour empty time, no air. Why? Because Usama Dakto program, which is nothing but exposing the truth about Islam, it literally let the American people and the Muslims of America know here is Islam according to the word of Allah in the Quran. You see, Brother Jim, if you quote the Quran right now, you're an Islamophobe. If you read the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, you're Islamophobe.
Mm-hmm.
To expose anything wrong about Islam, you're Islamophobe. So how are we going to get to that? We just block up everyone. Usama would be in some prison or some jail, or maybe taken out by the Muslims. Literally, physically be killed. Because that is how Muslims will have the honor to please and praise Allah in their life in this country. That is exactly what they want.
Friends, just so you know, this legislation, Countering International Islamophobia Act, it's already passed the House of Representatives. It was passed last December, just 6 months ago. It was H.R. 5665, and now is in the Senate. It's as Senate 3384, S-3384, sponsored by Cory Booker, Ben Cardin, and Bernie Sanders. But again, it's called the Combating International Islamophobia Act. And to have a special envoy from the U.S. State Department that's in order to be entrusted with calling out Islamophobia and standing up against this and so on and so forth.
Well, and they will be able to do that if they get rid of the filibuster, or if they add Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., two states, you get four liberal senators, and it will be, what, 51 easy to 49, and they will get it.
Wow.
They will get it.
Well, they have one more goal, and we're going to get to that one after the break. Folks, again, it's happening today as we speak. The Muslim Advocacy Days underway at the U.S. State, or at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. More on this issue after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
One of the prevalent conflicts in society is the battle over gender and marriage. We are flooded with stories pertaining to drag queen story hours, the restroom debates, gender reassignment surgeries, pronoun identification, biological males on female athletic teams, and so much more. These issues are not only confronting schools and businesses, but they have also encroached inside the church. Many are left wondering how to deal with these matters. The book, The Marriage and Gender War, addresses these issues head-on by using the absolute standard for morality as found in God's Word, and is edited by Bodie Hodge and Ken Ham. The book is designed to equip students, parents, Christian leaders, and others to uphold the truths of Scripture on these critical issues. The Gender and Marriage War is available for a donation of $16 by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829.
We're bringing something to your attention today nobody is talking about. It's the Muslim Advocacy Days that are underway in Washington, D.C., as they are meeting with congressmen, senators, staffers, etc. Usama Daktak is with us. We're talking about this. He is the founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. His website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. Usama, the last goal that they talked about here that I'd like you to comment on as well, where they are calling for the cancellation of all student loans and change them to what they call principal loans with no interest. Isn't that what Sharia finance is all about?
Exactly. Because, you see, when you read the Quran, Allah's word, you find that it is forbidden for Muslims to pay interest or to receive interest when they made loans. So now they're here in America. And I just met with a Muslim imam in one of the states who actually worked so hard 8 years to be able to buy a house 4 years ago or so without interest. And I have no idea what they're doing. But that is what they wrote also in the strategic goal of Muslim and Brotherhood in America. And I read, adopting a written jurisprudence that includes legal and movement passes, which means what? Principles, political, and international, which is suitable for the needs and challenges of the plan of Muslims in America. So what they do is they go to the bank and say, if you pay interest 4% or 5%, you just make a little bit payment up front, included in the payment, and make it Sharia compliances for buying businesses or homes. But notice, the American people will not enjoy that. So, but if you want to enjoy that, you just became a Muslim, say the Shahada, became a Muslim, and you have free interest loan. How do you like that?
Well,
how do you like that?
Usama, the other thing that they mentioned in here, and I didn't have the entire clip because it went on for a while longer, but he talked about when he first came, they only had about 30 meetings that took place with congressmen. Now this year they're saying with 200 meetings or more,
Yeah, and, yeah, Brother Jim Edwin said this is the 7th annual. They already did 6 in the past.
Right.
So when you have 200 meeting in today and tomorrow, you know how much input this would be? And I challenge any Republican to speak against that. You will never hear a Republican speak against it, because then guess what they're going to call them? Islamophobe. Mm-hmm. Here we go. This Republican lady, that Republican man. So the Republicans are going to shut up, and the Democrats are going to bend the knee and bow down to accommodate the Muslims in America. After all, they're Muslim Americans. They're American Muslims. And once again, if we knew what these people believe, if our legislator bothered to read the book of the Quran, which I sent to them 15 years ago, and I'm willing to send it again, I got thousands and thousands of Quran printed already. If I will have a guarantee of any of these legislators will bother himself and open the Quran and just read 10 hours. I don't want him to read the whole book. Read 10 hours, spend an hour every day for 10 days, and I guarantee you, if they are Americans, but the problem is these liberals are not Americans. These liberals are for everybody, but not for America. They're for every religion, but not Christianity. They're for every jihad organization, but not for the conservative America. They call us Islamophobe, but they would bow down the knee to the Muslims to accommodate them and give them this country. If they can read just 10 hours of the Quran, they will remove the Muslims from the borders of the United States of America. But they don't want to do that, and they will never do it. Why? Because the scripture is very clear. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They are stupid, and stupid is, stupid does.
Usama, so today and tomorrow, over 200 meetings going on. I mean, they're talking with congressmen, they're talking with senators, congressional staffers. I think it's important to point out once again, what is the true goal of Islam as it relates to the United States of America?
Brother Jim, I can open the Quran and I share just a few verses. Number one, all Americans are the worst of the creatures if they're not Muslims. Allah called all Christian infidels. This is the Quran. Quran chapter 5, verse 72. Infidel indeed are those who said, Isa, son of Mary, is God. Okay, we believe Jesus is God. Quran 5, 73. Infidel indeed are those who say or believe that God is triune. We Christians are triune. So we're infidels for sure, for certain. Quran 47, 4. When you meet those who became infidel, strike the next until you have made a great slaughter amongst them. One of the most important goals for Muslims in America is actually terrorizing the Americans. That's what it is. They are here to terrorize them. Not because I said so. Don't take me out of this. I'm talking about the word of Allah in the Quran. Quran chapter 3, verse 151. Allah said, here is the word of Allah. We will cast terror into the heart of those who became infidels. Take those, the word, those who became infidels, and put the Christians. Allah cast terror into the heart of the Christians. Quran 8:12. I will cast a terror into the heart of the Christians. So what your Muslim believers will do, strike above their necks and strike off every finger from them. The verse of the Muslim Brotherhood, Quran chapter 8, verse 16. And prepare for them whatever power you can of the tying of horses and strike terror into the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others without them. You do not know them. I can go to last verse, Quran 59, 13. We, Allah said to Muhammad, about the Muslim believer, you the Muslims, are a greater terror in their chest than Allah. Muslims are here in America for one reason. It's to take over America. Another reason, to use America to take over the world, to establish the Islamic State. And sadly, they're right now running for offices, sadly, among the Republican and the Democrat. I did not want Muhammad Oz to be the senator of Pennsylvania. And I'm praying, and I'm hoping, and I'm praying that he will lose in November, even if we don't get the Senate majority. Because having Muslims in the Republican Party will assure us of the destruction of America. Because then they're going to be running as Democrat and Republican from both sides of the aisle, and they will keep winning. They're right now two senators, they're going to be 20 senators. And trust me, we know how much two Muslims can do in our Congress. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Our guest today, Usama Dakdak. Our phone line is open here today, ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Were you aware that these Muslim advocacy days are underway right now today, June 13th and June 14th in Washington, D.C.? Our number here to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Usama, earlier you used the term civilization jihad. What did you mean by that?
It is warm in the water for the right time when Muslims start beheading the Americans, literally. Because the civilization jihad is the propaganda jihad Muslims are practicing in America right now, because then we're going to create our own society in America. The society which is known to be the loving, peaceful, civil right and civil this and civil that. And when the right time comes, when the Muslim has the upper hand, Quran 47, 35, Allah said, do not be weak, do not call for peace when you have the upper hand. Right now they're weak. They're calling for peace. They're doing the civilization jihad. But tomorrow it will be a bloody jihad, for real. And here's the deal, Brother Jim. How many Christians do you think, how many Christian ministers in this country will get together and they have a Christian day where they can have 200 meetings with our legislators in a day or two? Do you think this will ever happen in the future of America?
Christian advocacy days at the Capitol. Wow.
Do you think this will ever happen?
You know, brother, we've not seen that, have we?
Okay. But here's the deal. Here's the Muslim Brotherhood, who could not have the same day in the Muslim country of Egypt, are doing with our, what I call, useful idiot legislators. I challenge you to have a meeting, me and any of these liberal Democrats, so I can go and educate them about the wicked things they're doing for this country.
Let's go to
used by Muslims.
Go to the phone lines. You're packed. Diana in New Lisbon, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, we need look no further than Ilhan Omar to see what their agenda is for America. Mm-hmm. We know what they think. We know what she thinks and what they think of Americans and what they think of Jews and what they think of Christians.
Well, indeed.
And you know what, Brother Jim? Ilhan Omar could not do anything if she did not get the support of the dumb Democrats. Like in all the meetings I have held in this country for the last 18 years, I never see a Muslim group protest me. But they protest me when the Christian leaves them. the liberal Christian, the gay and lesbian churches, leads him to come to protect me. If the Democrats were not sick in their head, in Ann Arbor, she could never be a congresswoman of Minnesota.
We have Ed calling from Spencer, Tennessee. You're on the air, Ed.
Yes, hello. My question here is, isn't it true that the war of Gog and Magog of Ezekiel 38 and 39 will wipe out Islam from the face of the earth?
Well, in the end of time, when Christ comes to have his battle against all those who will be surrounding Israel, it will be a great victory. But don't forget, before that, lots of Jews and lots of people in the world are going to be killed.
Dean is calling from Janesville, Wisconsin. Dean, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had a question. Why is America allowing this to happen?
Thank you. It's very, very simple, brother, because we're not here. We do not know that they are here. Literally, if you go talk to all these legislators, they think that Islam is a loving, peaceful religion because, after all, Mr. Bush assured us 4 days after September 11th that Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion. And the attackers of September 11th have nothing to do with Islam. This is not my own word. I can actually play the sound bite if you want to hear it, Brother Jim.
Yeah. Did you got it handy?
It is handy. It's in
okay.
front of me.
Go ahead.
Here it is.
The faith of terror is not the true faith of Islam. That's not what Islam is all about. Islam is peace. These terrorists don't represent peace.
That's enough. I don't want to hear them anymore because you make me sick.
Wow. Usama Dakdak with us today, our number 800-733-9829. Doug is calling from Lansing, Michigan. Doug, you're on the air.
Program today, and it's a great program. My mind goes back to the time there in the Bible where Solomon had the queen come in, and then shortly thereafter, the nation of Israel was overthrown by this queen. And we're seeing that happening in America today.
Yeah, the overthrow. Oh. Yeah, thank you. And
yes.
and
absolutely.
And Usama, I mean, that's what you referred to, civilization jihad. This is without raising a sword. I mean, it's the frog in the kettle.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And by the way, every strong civilization in the history of mankind was always have always been destroyed from within. America will not be destroyed by Russia or by the Chinese. America will be destroyed by these loving Muslim Americans.
Justin is calling from Middleton, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Justin.
Thank you for taking my call, and I really appreciate you carrying his show throughout the week. My quick question is, what is the most effective ways we can share the gospel to somebody who's Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
And also, is there such a thing as a non-radical Muslim? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, well, let's take the second question first. There is non-radical Muslims whom Allah called in the Quran hypocrite Muslims. Who are the Muslims? If you go to Quran chapter 3, verse 167, who are the hypocrite Muslims? Quran chapter 3, verse 167. Allah said, and that he might know the hypocrites. And it was said to them, come engage in war for the sake of Allah or contribute. They said, these are the hypocrites, if we knew how to engage in war, we would have followed you. They are closer on that day to infidelities and to peace. They are more. The second type of Muslims, the hypocrite Muslims, who are more as an infidel than a believer. And that's why Allah ordered Muhammad and the Muslim believers to perform jihad against them. Quran chapter 9, verse 73. O you prophet, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites and be harsh with them. Their ultimate abode is hell. That is the teaching of Islam concerning the first half of your question.
Okay, and so we'll take the second or the first part of your question after the break here, and that is on sharing the gospel with Muslims. Usama Dakdak with us. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Pretty much everyone now understands that the FBI today is not the FBI of years gone by. It has been captured by the cultural Marxists, the deep state, the communists. How? Because the communists were allowed to infiltrate our nation and grow, and the one agency that was tapped to stop it, well, they weren't allowed to stop it, and thus they themselves were infiltrated. John Stormer, in his excellent book, None Dare Call It Treason, wrote, quote, the congressional committees which once investigated communist activity were abolished in the mid-1970s. Since then, the FBI has been forbidden to investigate domestic communists or keep them under surveillance unless there is evidence that a crime has been committed. As a result, ongoing FBI investigations of communist activity in America dropped from 24,414 in 1973 to 51 in 1983, end quote. Now we understand what's happened.
You're tuned to Crosstalk on VCY America. Muslim Advocacy Days underway at the U.S. Capitol. While we speak, folks, meetings going on with congressmen and senators and staff members, congressional staff, talking about it today on Crosstalk, Usama Daktok. Just before we go on, pick up our next call, Usama, the caller had also talked about what's an effective means of sharing the gospel with Muslims.
Sure. Well, you know, I hold in my hand right now the Straight Way to Eternal Life. It's a small green booklet, costs like 50 cents, I believe. People get a large amount. We ship it in our own cost because we want people to have it. It's a small booklet that breaks into three pieces. The first portion of it is to show the Muslims from the Quran that the Bible is the perfect word of God. It cannot be changed. It will never change. The second portion, the Quran cannot be the word of God by just showing some of the errors or the contradictions of the Quran. And the third portion, which is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's written specifically for Muslims, and I hope and I pray that our audience get some of it, study it, use it yourself. If you do not know how to talk, if you're not that evangelist person, just hand it to the Muslim in their hand, and they have my telephone number in the back and my email address in the back. So if they have any questions, say, hey, read this book. If you have any question, contact Brother Usama, and we will go from there.
Yeah, if you go to his website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org, and then click on, let's see, it's under books, DVDs, and you'll find it right there. It's the green booklet. Great. Let's go next to Justin, Texas, and Christy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, is this man a Christian?
Absolutely. Usama, go ahead and testify yourself.
Amen.
Okay, I'm a Christian,
the Lord Jesus
and
Christ,
let me tell you that I know that he has Muslim friends, but that was, Jesus was there way before that he was. Muhammad, he is not even in the Bible, by the way,
right.
And you don't need a creed book to understand that. All you got to do is go to the Bible,
right.
And we know how God feels about people who are God's enemies, okay?
Yeah.
So our country was based on Christianity, by the way. There were a lot of people in the first few who died because they were Christians, okay? So you're not going to wipe us out, by the way, okay?
Well, yeah,
Christians are going to be here because they're going to fight, and we're going to be on God's side. I don't know who else is going to be on God's side, but we're going to be on God's side. So go on and
Amen.
Bring it on, honey, because you know what? We are God's people, and we're going to fight for our country, and we're going to fight for freedom, and the freedom comes from God.
Amen. Thank you,
and
Christy.
Muslims are, I'm sorry if they feel that way. Maybe they were taught a different way, but the Bible is correct. And I don't believe in the Muslim or the Quran because it was a man-made written book, and it is by a man who is not even in the Bible.
That, you're exactly right. And that's what Usama is doing is he's exposing the truth about Islam. Because even as you know what Scripture says here, Christy, keep in mind that there are hundreds of meetings going on Capitol Hill to persuade your senators, your congressmen, congressional staff people to go the other way, to create laws against what they call Islamophobia. It would make illegal the exposing of Islam, as Usama does that as well. So keep in mind that though we know how the end all comes about, that there are those that are certainly seeking to deceive and are deceiving right now in our nation's capital. Thank you for the call.
Also, Brother Jim, don't forget the Bible talk about false prophets who will come after Jesus. One of them is Muhammad.
Yeah. Kurt in Michigan, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for taking my call. And Usama, thank you for educating all of us all these years. We greatly appreciate it. My statement is that, you know, I think the root of the problem is the evil in D.C. more than anything else. And until we clean house, even if God, I mean, gives us another chance to actually save this country, I believe we got to clean house. We can't just vote them out. We got to hunt these people down and have a court system and hang them in front of everybody if we have to.
Well, okay, yeah, Kurt, certainly there are laws against subversion and so forth here across our country. But the question is, how many people are even showing up at ballot boxes? How many people are even showing up to vote?
Brother Jim, we have a very golden opportunity. Maybe this is the last opportunity to clean up the House. It starts with the Republicans. If we could not take advantage of coming up November, this country will be no more.
I wanted to say one more thing. I talked to my state senator up here, Ed McBroom. I watched the 2000 Mule movie and everything, and Mike Lindell told him all that. You know what he said to me? He said, there's no proof. There's real no proof here. Yeah. And okay. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate the call. Susan in Santa Fe, you're on the air.
Hi. Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to say, I think we all need to pray for the greatest of God's blessings on Osama and for his protection. Yeah. I left a liberal Protestant church after 7 years when the pastor said to me, Allah is the same as God. I said, are you kidding me? That was from a pastor. But I hear...
Hello? We lost Susan. Let me just also get Jay in from Albany. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I agree with everything Osama's saying. I have studied this and looked into this, and this is a belief that's deep core, and they are absolutely our enemies. They are an enemy of the cross, and they are enemies of America.
Thank you for your comment here, Jay. Usama, let me, the caller, and all of a sudden her connection was gone from us here, but came from a church where the pastor was saying that Allah and Jehovah God are one and the same. That is just not the case. That is a false.
Brother, if you read my translation of the Quran before verse 1, we know for sure that Allah is Satan. If Muslims say Allah is God, I would say, well, I'm glad, praise the Lord, that you believe in Jesus Christ to be God Almighty who came in the flesh. They would say, itch not heaven, the itch, the other word. They don't believe in Jesus to be God. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit to be God. They don't believe in the triune Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They believe in Allah, who is Satan of the Bible.
Wow. Usama, we appreciate you carving out time on short notice today, but certainly an important topic that we must alert the nation to what's going on.
Brother Jim, I think it is time for the church to wake up, not for them to go and vote, but to wake up their liberal neighbors and the neighbors who do not go vote at all. Silent is equal to the sin which the Democrats are committing in this country. Let's stop it. Speak out loud. Boldness and love. We're not fighting the physical fight. It's a spiritual warfare. Muslims are lost, and they're going to spend eternity in hell because we, the Christians, choose not to love them, choose not to speak out. This country will be destroyed because we choose not to speak out or because we're ignorant. So let us educate ourselves and educate others.
The guest today, Usama Dakdak, and from the Straight Way of Grace Ministry, his website is thestraightway.org. And as always, folks, let's remain in prayer. Prayer for our nation, for our leaders, and pray for the church that we indeed would wake up. God bless you. Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.